Bank of Carter, this is Patrick.
Patrick. This is Brian Elliott. How are you today?
Good, how are you doing, Brian?
I'm fine. I was just inquiring about your offer, your small business equipment loan.
Yeah. You want to just start off with that 16-digit reservation code on the flyer, and I'll pull up your file?
2511-1701-0031-2425.
Uh-huh. All right. And you said it was Brian that I'm speaking with, correct?
R-Y-A-N, Ryan.
Ryan, okay. Ryan. I gotcha. And what's your last name, Ryan?
Elliot.
E-L-I-O-T, or two L's?
Two T's. E-L-I-O-T-T.
Gotcha. And looks like you're calling with DNR Farming?
Well, no. I've got a new entity that I am starting.
All right.
It's called Caledonia Planting Company.
Could you spell that out for me real quick?
C-A-L-D-O-N-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
C-L-A-N-T-I-N-G. C-O-M-P-A-N-Y.
I got Caledonia, and then what was in between that and company?
Planning.
Planning?
Yeah.
Did you say you're just starting that up?
Yes.
Has it's not been in business at all yet?
Well, we're in business now. I'm farming. I need trucks.
Right. But for the Caledonia.
That's right.
Have you been operating? How long's Caledonia been, operating? That's basically my question.
About a week.
Okay. All right. So yeah, with startups. Well, first let me ask you, what were you looking to bring on as well? Were you looking just for some cash or equipment?
Both.
Okay. The only issue we have here with startup companies, we're going to need at least 6 months of history for the business for that situation. Okay. You did mention that you do have DNR, though, so, I mean, if you would be maybe interested in, bringing it on through that, but...
It's being dissolved, so, I got a lot of equity coming out of that, but, so it won't be in business anymore.
Okay, well, I'd love to do business with you. I'd definitely love to revisit this in a few months or so after you got a few months under the belt out there.
Like next year until the crop comes off,
Yeah, that's fine.
Like 6 months and don't make a shit. You won't know right. In 6 months, I'll be deer hunting.
What was that you cut out at the end?
I'll be deer hunting in 6 months or 2 months, 3 months, whenever. We won't even plant until next spring.
Where do you, what kind of business is it?
A farm.
You just kind of elaborate on it?
Yeah, I farm.
Are you planting stuff,
I farm for a living. I plant it, harvest it, sell it.
Okay.
All 9 yards, I'm a farmer.
It looks like you're out in Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
And what's the new company going to do?
Just going to farm food.
Different than the last one, or?
The what?
DNR. What different?
Me and my dad were in a partnership that we're going to dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
This is my company that branched off at, I guess.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, just trying to clear that up for you. Well, yeah. What's a good email for you, Ryan?
A good what?
Email.
Yeah, I don't do emails.
Phone's the best way to communicate?
No, the telephone or really in person, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right. What's the best phone number to reach at?
This one.
Could you give it?
You did not write. So 366-7662.
What's the area code out there?
318.
318-666-762?
No, 366.
Okay,
7662. Kind of weird. I'm out. It's a tongue
twister. No worries. So I got 318-366-7662.
Yeah.
What kind of equipment and whatnot were you looking to bring on?
Tractors.
Were they new or used?
They'll be, hopefully new.
Brand new?
I hope.
Did you already have a, vendor you were looking to go through with those as well, or just kind of shopping around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a couple dealerships that I deal with here locally, or have been dealing with,
Right. How much were those going to run you for?
They're going to be probably $75,000 to $100,000 a piece.
And do you have any other options for, financing those, or?
The first one I get, whoever can do it first.
Mm-hmm.
Or see the bank in town, whether it be the Louisiana Land Bank, wherever.
Who is it? Do you bank with Key Bank out there in Louisiana, or?
Yeah, I bank.
Have you,
I'm banking with State Bank and, it was called Community, I can't remember. Commercial Capital is what it was called, and I'm now banking at Community, I'll be ashamed. Commercial Community, something like that.
I gotcha.
They got the same initials. I get them confused.
No worries. That's the local bank out there?
Yeah.
Have you approached them for, see if they can finance that equipment and get you some cash?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm having a little bit of a rough spot. They really can't do nothing because all my stuff's tied up in another company right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with not a lot of time under the belt.
One of them occupations that you got to, whenever it's the season, you got to be there or you miss it.
Yep, exactly. My grandpa's actually a farmer out in Idaho, so very familiar with
really?
That.
Really? I'd love to go out there and see that. I've heard about those. Is he farming potatoes?
Yeah, potatoes. He's a dairy farmer, actually. My mom grew up on a farm and everything, so hard worker.
My wife saw people are the biggest cattle ranch in Louisiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's my wife.
That's awesome.
My wife's people, but everybody on my side of the family, we're all row crop,
Mm-hmm.
We don't really do cows.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to ask, what is it you farm out there?
I've been farming corn, soybeans. I used to farm a lot of cotton. I don't know. I'm wanting marijuana, but I don't know if they'll let me yet. Against the law.
Yeah, I know, but that's, quite the industry coming up. I know that.
Yeah, I know it. I thought they needed somebody to grow it to test something. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it, right?
I mean, yeah, somebody is, no doubt about it. I mean, somebody's got to make for the universities and everything like that.
Yep. Yep, exactly. I'm not, too familiar with all the laws and, all that down there in Louisiana, but is it still, there's no medical use for that, is there out there?
Ah, shit, yeah. Yeah, there's medical use for it. I don't know if it's prescribed by doctors, but yeah, they can use it for medicine all the time.
Oh, nice. Nice. What about the seasons for you guys, too? Does it get, pretty cold? What do you guys do, when you're not harvesting and everything?
Hey.
Yes. So, yeah, hello?
Yeah,
I know. No worries. Just said, what do you guys do to keep busy, when the harvest isn't, and the seasons aren't around?
I've got tractors now that I'm using.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? I mean, I'm just...
trying to get some new ones?
Well, I've got these, and we're at the partnerships, and they're going to be sold.
You cut out right there at the end. You said they're selling them?
They're going to have to be sold. Whenever we dissolve the partnership, they have to be sold off and everything has to go back to zero.
Oh, I gotcha.
Pretty much. Or we cherry pick, whatever, one gets one, another one gets the other, or whatever.
Uh-huh, right. And then, how much cash would you be looking to bring on, too, as well? You said you'd be looking to bring on some capital.
It costs about, labor usually runs me about, $60,000 to $70,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I just need money to operate, you know, diesel. And,
definitely.
All variable through the seasons and everything else.
Right. Yeah, secure those jobs and everything coming up. All right, well, you know, one of our big factors we have over here is sales, you know, which is why we, you know, don't really, you know, have a lot of programs for startups, you know, time in business and whatnot, you know, credit, a lot of those are, you know, big important factors as well.
Well, I mean, I've been the executive for DNR since we started, so that's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Did you, right, have you financed
before? Heavy on the R.
Well, what was that, I'm sorry?
D and heavy on the R, on far as DNR's
background. Right. I was just gonna say with DNR, do you guys typically finance all that equipment, or do you guys kind of just pay for cash out of for it?
I would just assume the only way to really get rid of it all together and for it to be entirely fair is to sell it all,
mm-hmm.
all of it. I mean, I'm willing. These tractors are fairly new that we got together, and I'm willing to cherry pick one and let him have one or two, whatever, and we sell one, whatever.
Right.
So I mean, all that could change too.
Right. When you guys first got those on, did you end up just paying for cash for them, or did you guys finance those originally?
No. I'd be financing it with you at that point.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a big chunk of change you'd be looking at, you know, if you bought those all outright. So, kind of why I was asking that as well.
I mean, you know, you can make money on scared money,
son. Uh-huh, exactly. All right, Ryan, well, here's what I can do for you. I'll shoot over my email with all my contact information. Could I also leave you with my number in case anything comes up? Because this number that you got a hold of me on is actually our hotline, so.
Just text it.
All right, I'll go ahead and shoot it over.
All right.
And do you have a...
number.
Right, do you have a iPhone out there or a smartphone? Anything with iMessage?
No, I got an earphone.
All right. Do you have a pen or pencil, anything you can write down my number with? I can't text off this number.
Ahead, Bubba. I'm just picking at you. Yes, I got a pen and pencil. I got a cell phone, but it doesn't have a service all the time, so you better give me your number.
Yeah. All right, 858... 252-1481, and then my name's Patrick.
Alright. Patrick, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
No worries. Stanley, Stanley, and then I'm with Cardiff.
Alright, Patrick Stanley.
Yes, sir, and I'll, I'll keep you on the agenda over here. I'll, you know, check our businesses going out there, and then, you know, once you get enough, time and business under your belt out there, we can, you know, definitely see what we can do to help you guys out.
Well, I mean, whatever. I've got experience now.
Oh no! I know you do. That's not the issue. It's the legality part of it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right,
Dan. All right. Ryan, I wish I could help you out right now, but you know, just just starting that up about a week ago. Not too much we can really do over here.
Now, what's your name?
Oh, nothing. I'll let you get back to work, man. I'll keep in contact with
okay.
you, and I'll shoot you a call in about a month or so. See everything's going out there.